Okay, so just settling yourself down, making sure you are somewhere comfortable, either by sitting or lying down. And to help you start that process of relaxing, you may like to take some full, deep breaths. Breathing in and out in whichever way is most comfortable for you. Closing your eyes if you would like to, as you just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And as you focus more on the sound of my voice, you may be aware of other sounds around you too. Sounds from inside the room or sounds from outside the room. And it may surprise you or it may seem perfectly natural that these sounds don't bother you at all. They don't disturb you at all. They may even reassure you so that you can drift into those feelings of ease and relaxation, making yourself more comfortable now in your own time and in your own way, so that you can enjoy an experience of relaxation. And whether you experience this relaxation deeply or lightly, it's a time when you can do something just for you. Nobody else but you. Do something to help you feel more comfortable now. All over. All the way through. Just listening to the sound of my voice. And begin very gently. A process of calming relaxation. Where there is no right way and no wrong way to experience this sense right away. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to allow your awareness to drift to the top of your head, thinking about all those little muscles of the scalp, and just allow them to let go and relax. In the back of your head, feel the muscles soften. And now your face, your forehead. Feel it smooth out, soften, relax. And your eyes and your eyelids. Let them go droopy, drowsy, dreamy. Your cheeks, mouth, jaw muscles. Allow them to relax. Let go. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling, smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly. Whatever's best for you, just let it happen. Unclenching your teeth and relaxing your tongue. Because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now. Notice any tightness or tension. Just drain away. The muscles of the neck releasing, relaxing. Your shoulders softening, letting go. Moving your awareness into the tops of your arms. Letting any tension drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists, into your hands, into your fingers and your thumbs, right the way down into the very tips of your fingers and the very tips of your thumbs. Just letting all those muscles relax and let go. Drifting your awareness now into your chest, noticing the in-breath and the out-breath, just allowing the breath, not forcing it in any way, just allowing it to flow in and out at a rate that's comfortable for you. Welcoming a soothing, easy in-breath and allowing any tensions or any tightness to gently release with each out-breath. Letting any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Then moving your awareness into your back, your upper back, lower back, the long muscles either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax. Let go. Smoothing, softening, loosening all through the trunk of your body, into your thighs, as you think on down through your knees, down through the shins and calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. Feeling the ease spreading all the way down, any tension flowing down, down through your feet, continuing down into and out, right out, at the very tips of your toes. And can you notice now how all those wonderful feelings of comfort and calm have been spreading through your body? The amazing feeling of pure relaxation seems to spread all through the muscles and nerves in your entire body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy, very lazy, feeling lazy, easy and comfortable. And now just let your mind and imagination drift. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. But you know, it doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind wandering off quite a bit, so that my voice fades into the background. But that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you. And it really doesn't matter if you don't hear all the words I say. I would like you to imagine that you're in a sailing boat, all alone, floating on a lake. All around are mountains, their steep sides covered with forests of pine trees, their peaks snow-capped. You have sailed to the very centre of the lake, enjoying the fresh crispness of the air and the scent of the pine forests carried on the breeze that drives the boat, filling the sails at a gentle but exhilarating pace. The splash and the gurgle of the water as the boat cuts through the gentle swell, the creaking of the rigging and the crack of the sails as they fill with each gentle gust of air. You can be aware of how good you feel, alone with your own thoughts, alone with the sounds of nature all around. A calm, natural peace that knows no concerns or troubles. Nothing disturbs that peace. Nothing bothers you at all. Now the wind drops to almost nothing. The sails flap limply as they empty of the wind that drives the boat forward. The surface of the water becomes calm, still, flat as a mill pond. The surface ruffled only now and then by a gentle breeze. You feel the sun warming your skin, comfortably warm, soothing and relaxing you. The quiet surrounds you now, broken only by the gurgle of water beneath the hull, the faint sounds of birdsong, the occasional splash as a fish rises to take an insect. Calm, peaceful tranquility surrounds you and envelops you. You lie down on a soft cushion on the bottom of the boat, unconcerned at the lack of wind, knowing that the engine is there and in perfect working order when and if required. You look up at the crystal clarity of the blue sky. Small clouds, perfect and white, hang above and around the tops of the mountains, visible from where you are so relaxed and so comfortable. The still air carries the sounds of some fishermen casting their lines from the shore, and there the distant tone of a church bell calms you, relaxing you more with each note. High in the sky, a jet trail marks the progress of an airliner, etching its progress towards the far reaches of this wonderful world. And you relax even deeper, feeling within a calm, comfortable heaviness that is so pleasant, so very nice. The boat drifts, rising and falling with the almost non-existent swell. You are looking now at the very tip of the mast as it sways gently. It appears to touch the clear blue sky above. The air is so clean here. You can taste it, and you feel the calm tranquility. Absorb that gentle peace. And you drift too with thoughts that are pleasant and calming. You breathe in peace and calm, breathing out any anxiety and any stress. Here you have time to reflect on those things that have caused you stress. You have time now to assess carefully and with a clarity never before available to you the importance and the relevance of so many different things. You realise that at times you react in a manner which has proved stressful for you. You have reacted to stress in the same way that a bull responds to a red rag or to the matador's cape. You resolve now to ignore the red flags and to calmly reflect and to decide upon the most peaceful and effective way to live your life. Calmly, confidently, in control, knowing that you are in control of you and of your life. Things that are stressful are so because we allow them so to be. And you are now that person who is aware that you do have the choice. You choose to be calm and unaffected by the rush and hurry, to make unhurried and calculated decisions that are the right ones for you and those who are important to you. You can be aware now of the peace, the calm, the confidence that fills you, expanding within you. And you enjoy the stillness, the warmth of the sun, the subtle sounds of nature all around, the sights and the scents that can allow you to be aware of the larger world, the depth of water beneath you, the natural world at peace with itself, as all troubles and cares fade into unimportance, insignificance. You feel so much stronger now, aware that the strength comes from deep within you. It was there all the time, hidden for a time beneath turmoil and stress, but now no longer shrouded within a veil of negativity and lack of confidence. It shines through, and you recognize the strength that is yours and resolve now to use that which is yours to your highest benefit. As the boat drifts, you know that it can be so easy to allow the prevailing winds to take you wherever they will. But in your vessel, you have the power, when winds blow, to tack and to steer, using the winds as you choose to guide which is the right way for you. And you have in reserve too that engine, that power, which can mean to you that you have complete choice in the way you go. But it can be pleasant to drift, knowing that you can choose freedom, calm, confidence. And you will you not? If ever you feel burdened or stressed, You can choose to get into your boat and drift whenever you need to, whenever you want to, using the strength that is yours, and so growing stronger and stronger with every day.